go, but they're not going to get away with that. Now, Henry hasn't spoken to you about it at all.
Not one word. And he's spoken to me about other things, back with the Rogers problem. He's got into, you know.
What's the Rogers problem now? Now you do something with it.
No, it's the same one. He says that, he says, you said that I was going to handle it with Rogers. He's asking me what I'm doing. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? He says, I don't know. I don't know. It's just the same old.
Oh, you didn't talk about
the, well, it isn't not the case, but I was talking about is the Rogers plot to strike America and just, it is.
Do you think it's all that big at this point,
no, sir?
I don't think it is.
But I still want to talk to Scally again. I want to start pumping him because I and see whether there is something there.
Whether or not Henry's suspicion of Scally is correct, you mean?
No, I don't think suspicion of Scally is correct, but whether suspicion of what the good Lord say is correct, because I think Scally will, say what's being put out. He's never confused it.
The curious thing is that I have told you not personally. I have called Henry in, and I have, you know, normally he calls, and so he's bumping around and things, and so there's something funny going on here. Seems to be in very good spirits when we came back from Bermuda. I mean, relatively good. He's going to Florida, isn't he, tomorrow?
Yeah.
But I think we ought to leave him alone, don't you agree? I don't think I'll have him. I'm not going to ask him unless he asks.
Yeah, he may bounce in.
Huh? Or what do you mean?
He may bounce in. He doesn't seem to have any equipment. He's going to turn that around. And no, there's no problem.
What I'm trying to do is try to smoke up this man.
Yeah,
I think the less he hears from me, I mean, he ought to be in to talk to you about hate or hatred. I want him to, I don't know what the hell's for it.
I'm just trying to hate that man. But there's a few moments of
the China trigger.
Yeah. We got a problem on that, but sure. They've got us there for so many days that there isn't anything for you to do.
Well, why the hell have we got that many days?
Because that's where Henry agreed to with the Chinese, because they wanted to make it a long thing. And I'm going to talk to Henry. I haven't realized how really stretched out it is, but you end up, you know, each day you go for a tour of the wall and then sit around your house for 3 or 4 hours, and then you go over and meet with Joe for 3 or 4 hours. Then you go off to the gymnasium and watch the athletes at night. And then the next day you go off to the wall or the Forbidden Palace or something.
Well, it shows you the problem with having Henry dance.
It's very bad, but because you spent 3 hours in the morning touring. You spent 3 hours sitting on your tail in your house. Then you spent 3 hours with Joe. Then you sit around for a while and then you go off to some opera or gymnasium or
different. And then Rico's got damn things, you know.
That's why I don't think he has. But he's agreed to the time, and the problem...
Well, I'm not going to do this sort of thing.
See, they called it a 7-day visit, which he agreed to. It's really an 8-day visit. Now, I think we can cut one day, because they've got to... And we just sit around Shanghai all day with nothing to do. We get into Shanghai and see the commune they want you to see, and issue a communication.
Well, can I get it cut down any different way you can boil it down?
Well, it's easy to boil it down if we can cut out some days. I don't know whether they'll agree to a shorter visit. But the thing that worries, that bothers me about it is the appearance. Because, for instance, you spent 13 hours meeting with Eve in a day and a half. You spent 9 hours meeting with Pompidou in a day and a half. Now you go to China and you stay there for 8 days and you only spend 17 hours meeting with Joe and I. Now, the statistics don't mean anything, I realize, but it still just doesn't look right.
What about the mile? There must be some time for
that. 4 hours of mile. They're figuring two-hour meetings, one in Peking and one in Hangzhou. And they expect that those will probably go longer, and they expect that we should allow time for the Chow and Lai meetings to go longer. You don't want to be locked to where you get out, but you still have 6 or 8 hours of sightseeing, and you're going to come out looking like Richard Nixon's boy tourist, who also having to run into Joe a lot once in a while.
We get a hold of the Russian thing. I'm not gonna let Henry do that. You know what I mean? It's all set that up myself.
Well, don't raise it with Henry. Let me worry about it.
I'm gonna raise it
for a while first, because I think maybe we can persuade, maybe he would even be willing to persuade him to cut out a couple of days
because of the time factor.
And
we just arrive later and leave earlier, that sort of thing. So it sounds like the same.
Be much better,
try.
I mean, it looked like a much better visit. And then I think you probably should, even if you can't do that, you should do less touring around and, nothing else, just sit in your tail and then.
I'm not going to tour. I will not tour.
And I'm going to go because that's, pretend like you're working with your advisors and design your meetings with
Charlie. That's right. I'll just sit in my room and work with my advisor. I've got presidential things to do. That's the other thing. I've got to run the office. So just say about staff time.
Well, there's plenty of staff time built into. I think we ought to extend that, cut out some of the.
Not the tour, overly unique. There's one tour a day. You know, here's, for some reason, no goddamn comprehension. Nobody has any comprehension of how to set a schedule up. State can't set one up, you know. They drive you crazy.
I got you visiting the Great Wall and the main tombs one day, the petroleum factory another day.
Who are you doing this? Who's got a main day? Who's day?
Well, it's the advanced thing that they worked out. This is partly what the Chinese are suggesting, but I don't think anybody has ever gone back to them and said, you aren't there to tour, you're there to meet.
No, work. No, I'm not going to do that.
You've got to do something, I'm sure, but they're
just a couple of symbolic acts, that's all. I'm not going to go touring. I don't do touring. Knock it off.
And I'm sure you'll have to do some cultural event like an opera or something like that. But
that's expansion.
Certainly. I guess that's an out of knowledge trick thing. See if we can't work it out.
But I'll try to cut a little off at the end or the beginning by arriving later. Or maybe you can't do that. You could certainly leave earlier. In other words, leave early in the morning or something.
Well, we ought to leave a whole day earlier because you get to Shanghai in the morning and then they have you visiting a commune in Shanghai, then meeting with Joe, and then nothing that night. You spend the night, and then the next day, all they say is visit the commune if you haven't done it the day before. And then leave at 6 o'clock.
For where?
U.S.
6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, 9.
Well, hell, I'll see. You leave at 6 o'clock, but I think the whole best thing to do there is to leave.
If you have to spend the night, so leave first thing in the morning. But the best thing is to leave at 6 o'clock the night before.
Yeah. All right. Do that.
And not spend the night in Shanghai. Well, it's also, it would be a, logistically and every other way, it would be a great saving not to have to spend the night in Shanghai. Each new town you move into is just one more problem.
Right.
And it would be a problem for them.
Coming back to the Henry and the Rogers problem, we all know the situation, but what about basically the stories and so on? I don't think it's that damn important. That's the point. I think he's overestimating how much there is to be written about this thing. Or is it?
No, he is. Because he keeps going back to the Murray Martyr column, the Carmel column.
Sure.
And even that, he has to go back to just one cell. There's something in there somewhere where he says there's a safe department.
Yeah.
Chapting.
Right.
Destroying. So he said, whatever value I am, it's been 10% destroyed. And I said, no, that's ridiculous. And he said, well, it's been 3% destroyed. And I said, every one of us gets 3% destroyed every day as people are walking away at us.
Thank you.
sure he was going back and forth, and then he would go there, he would go down Christmas, or go down Sunday, or go down Sunday night, or he'd go, if he'd go Sunday night, or what, so. I'm not sure what he's gonna do. He'd be around, I know he's gonna be around tomorrow. He is not going down tomorrow. His options are either go down Saturday or Friday, so.
I'll check with you to see whether you're going to shoot.
Okay.
I will plan on